This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ongoing visit to Sri Lanka has marked a significant milestone in the evolving relationship between the two nations. He is the first foreign head of government to be hosted by President Anura Kumar Dissanayake since the latter assumed office in September 2024. The visit reflects the shared commitment to joint vision of fostering partnership for a shared future and reaffirms the close multifaceted ties between India and Sri Lanka. At the Presidential Secretariat in Colombo, Prime Minister Modi held comprehensive discussions with President Dissanayake on a range of bilateral issues, including regional stability, energy cooperation, and developmental partnerships. As a gesture of goodwill, President Dissanayake conferred upon him the Sri Lanka Mitra Vibhushan, one of Sri Lanka's highest civilian honours, symbolising the enduring friendship between the two countries. The two leaders jointly participated in the virtual groundbreaking ceremony for the Sampur Power Project, a strategic initiative to be executed by NTPC and the Ceylon Electricity Board. India's developmental assistance has also enabled the construction of a temperature-controlled warehouse in Dambulla and the installation of rooftop solar systems in 5,000 religious institutions, adding 25 megawatt to the island's energy grid. These two projects were also inaugurated by the two leaders. Prime Minister Modi also met with Tamil political leaders and leader of opposition Sajith Premadasa. He reaffirmed India's unwavering support for equality, dignity and justice for the Tamil community within a united Sri Lanka. In a solemn gesture, Mr. Modi laid a wreath at the Indian Peacekeeping Force Memorial in Colombo, honouring the sacrifice of Indian soldiers deployed between 1987 and 1990. Key announcements include Indian support for Sri Lanka's unique digital identity project, the conversion of $100 million in loans to grants, a 2.4 billion Lankan rupees package for the eastern province, and the inauguration of the Maho Omanthai railway line.
Digital identity project mein hum sahyog karenge. Bharat ne sabka saath sabka vikas ke vision ko apnaya hai. हम अपने पार्टनर देशों की प्राथमिकताओं को भी महत्व देते हैं पिछले छह महीनों में ही हमने $100 million से अधिक राशि के लोन को ग्रांट में बदला है
A state banquet was held in honor of the Prime Minister Modi later at night. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reiterated the Naxalism will be wiped out from the country by the end of March next year. Addressing the closing ceremony of Bastar Pandam in Dantewada, Chhattisgarh today, Mr. Shah appealed to the Maoists to lay down their arms and join the mainstream. The Home Minister praised the Bastar Pandam for promoting Chhattisgarh's tribal art and craft. The government has approved over 1,280 crore rupees of additional assistance to Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Tamil Nadu and Union Territory Puducherry, who faced natural disasters last year. The Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement today said the government had deputed inter-ministerial central teams to these states immediately after the calamities without waiting for the receipt of a formal memorandum. The Union Health Ministry and the Delhi government signed a memorandum of understanding today to implement the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana in the national capital. This flagship scheme provides comprehensive health coverage of 5 lakh rupees per family per year across the country. In the IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 206 runs, Punjab Kings were at 52 for 4 wickets in 8.2 overs at Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh when reports last came in. Put into bat first, Rajasthan Royals scored 205 for 4 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.